With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. First, a traffic note. Windsor police had closed down a section of McNaughton Road due to a crash Monday morning. The section of McNaughton between Banwell Road and Waterford has been shut down. Police are asking drivers to avoid the area and find an alternate route. Windsor fire officials have been on scene all Monday morning of a fire on Dougal Avenue. Firefighters are called around 6 a.m. to Dougal between Jackson Park and Eugenie Street. The fire was downgraded a couple of hours later. No word yet on the extent of the damage or a cause. Windsor Essex is getting millions of dollars for infrastructure. Premier Doug Ford was in Kingsville Monday morning to announce the start of the final phase of the Highway 3 widening project between Leamington and Essex. Ford also announced that $50 million will be used to build a new interchange at Banwell Road and the EC Row Expressway, plus an interchange connecting the 401 to Lauzon Parkway. Monday marks the fourth anniversary of the World Health Organization's declaration of COVID-19 being a pandemic. The New York Times reports that the confirmed death toll of the virus was 7 million people worldwide. Globally, the paper reported that COVID was one of the worst worldwide killers since 1900. Britain's Princess Catherine has apologized for digitally editing a photo of her with her three children. Global News reports that the photo, taken by Prince William, was edited by Kate. It was her first public photo since abdominal surgery in January. News organizations like the Associated Press and Reuters retracted the photo over concerns that it was digitally manipulated. A popular Amherstburg watering hole is closing its doors. The owners of Lord Amherst Pub announced it was closing in the next several weeks due to what it called a change of ownership. In the meantime, operating hours are being reduced due to staff constraints. According to its Facebook page, the establishment had been open for 13 years. In sports, the Blue Jays visit Tampa Bay Monday afternoon in spring training, while the Tigers visit the Astros. In the NBA, the Pistons host Charlotte and the Raptors are in Denver. ESPN reports that Detroit Lions guard Graham Glasgow has agreed to a three-year, $20 million contract extension. No confirmation yet from the team. Monday afternoon's weather, partly sunny, breezy, and 9. Clear Monday night, low of 5. Sunshine Tuesday, breezy, and 16. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.